This weekend, North Central Florida welcomes one of the movers and shakers on the folk music scene. As Donna Green Townsend reports, Rod McDonald is bringing his unique lyrics and musical style to the Theater of Memory in High Springs.
Remember when life meant you were living some little apartment on some city street?
With a record label, six CDs, and extensive touring behind his belt, South Florida folk singer Rod McDonald has achieved success. Music critics have described him as compelling, gifted with the ability to write thoughtful lyrics touching on a variety of political and social issues. McDonald agrees he enjoys social commentary.
When it comes to writing songs, what interests me are things that I feel are shifts in the public's consciousness. So I've written about things like the fact that Clinton got elected president in spite of the fact that he, you know, may or may not have smoked marijuana. I thought that was a real mood shift in the public. I have a new song I've sung a few times about the Columbine Massacre. A couple of the songs on Into the Blue, I think, are from that point of view.
When a plane goes down, the whole world watches, the whole world says, how fragile is that thread of life we weave our fabric on? But deep down in the Everglades, we can only stare at the place where an airliner from the great sky went down, rested for a moment.
McDonald's latest CD, Into the Blue, includes such socially inspired music. One of the standouts is his song about the value jet crash called Deep Down in the Everglades. He says it examines not so much the mechanics of the plane crash, but the public's reaction to it.
I think it's the helplessness that everybody feels that's the hardest thing to accept. The fact that there just isn't anything you can do about a tragedy like that but suffer after the fact. And sure, you can go out and find somebody to blame. You can, you know, find the little black box, and you can decide whether it was pilot error or plane malfunction or leaky oxygen tanks, or you can figure out some reason for it, you know, using modern science, but you can't get over the feeling of helplessness that you always feel in those moments. You know, the tragedy of it.
When a plane goes down, the whole world watches, the whole world says, how fragile is that thread of life we weave our fabric on.
There's also a bit of social commentary in one of the first Florida songs McDonald wrote. He's now known among environmental circles as the guy who sings the Osceola River song.
As a folk singer, you try to have a little bit of educational value, at least with some of your songs. So I went to the bookstores, and I started researching on Florida, and one of the first things I found was how drastically different the geology of the state has been from the rest of America. The entire topography of the state has changed a lot in the space of 10,000 years or so, which really isn't that long in human history. So the Osceola River, on the other hand, has remained basically unchanged through all that time, flowing through a limestone cavern under the ground.
12,000 years later, and what have we learned? The saber-toothed cat's all gone. Blue herons, chameleons, and plastic flamingos are drinking at the country club pond. Development harvests a river of grass to build more suburban homes. Whole species of life are dying of thirst as we water our beautiful lawns. And the Osceola River flows under the ground in its own world of limestone and sand.
McDonald grew up in rural Connecticut, attended college in Virginia, all the while writing songs and poetry, polishing his music craftsmanship. In the 70s, he experienced success in New York with the folk music scene in Greenwich Village, before taking his music on the road. Although many of his songs reflect serious social commentary, his humor also comes through on such well-known tunes as The Aliens Came in Business Suits and Ballad of a Black-Haired Man. McDonald decided to stop touring extensively in the 90s so he could move to Florida and take care of his aging parents. It was down in South Florida when McDonald and his new bride took nightly strolls on the beach for entertainment, where he received inspiration for yet another song.
The life he's been living is not what he expected, so far from what he always thought were his dreams.
Rod McDonald teams up with local environmental troubadour Dale Kreider this Saturday night at 8 o'clock at the Theater of Memory in High Springs. For Mid-Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.
And at night he likes to go down, stand by the ocean, and watch all the lightning out over the sea. Lay down the situation, feel part of creation, till the waves wash his feet, clean up memories.